Today we're designing an Amen style variation for deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way. Not as a dusty loop dropped on top of a track, but as a living, breathing drum performance that works with bass, space, and arrangement. If you've ever heard a jungle roller and thought, why does this break feel so alive? The answer is usually not just the sample itself. It's the way the break is chopped, pushed, ghosted, processed, and supported by atmosphere. That's what we're building here. Start by setting the project context first. Don't design the break in a vacuum. Set your tempo around 172 BPM. That's a great middle ground for deep jungle and darker drum and bass. Then lay down a simple reference environment, a sub-pulse or sustained sub-note, a basic res or mid-bass idea, one atmospheric texture, and a return track ready for long reverb throws. Even if you mute the bass at first, having it present in the session changes your decisions. You'll hear what the drums really need instead of overbuilding them in solo. Now bring in your Amen source. Drag the sample onto an audio track and warp it cleanly. If it's a fairly tight loop, try beats mode first. That usually keeps the attack sharp and preserves the character of the break. Start with one bar, then duplicate it to two bars once it's behaving well. If you want maximum flexibility, slice the break to a drum rock by transients. That's the advanced move here. It lets you treat the kick, snare, hats, and little fragments as separate pieces instead of one locked loop. And that's where the real jungle magic starts. Build your core pattern in drum rack as if you're writing with a drummer's brain, not a gridlocked loop machine. You want a strong kick on beat 1, a snare on beat 2, another snare or rim-style accent somewhere late in the bar, a kick pickup before beat 3, and a snare on beat 4. Then add tiny hat fragments and chop tails between those anchor hits. Think in three layers, your main anchors, your ghost notes, and your motion layer. The anchor hits tell the listener where they are. The ghost notes create feel. The motion layer gives the break that nervous, restless jungle energy. Use velocity like a real performance tool. Keep your ghost hits softer, around 20 to 60, and let the main snare hits hit much harder, closer to the top of the velocity range. That contrast is huge. It's one of the main reasons an Amen variation feels alive instead of flat. And here's a teacher tip. If you want more weight, don't automatically add more hits. Often the heavier move is to make the anchors firmer and the ghost notes quieter. More contrast equals more impact. Once the pattern is there, duplicate it into a second bar and vary it slightly. That little change is important. In jungle, a two-bar phrase that breathes is usually more powerful than a one-bar loop that repeats exactly. Maybe one ghost note shifts, maybe one kick pickup changes, maybe one hat fragment disappears. Those tiny differences keep the groove moving forward without sounding random. Now tighten the break's transient balance using stock Ableton devices. On the drum rack track, add drum bus, a Q8, saturator, and utility. With drum bus, keep the drive moderate, maybe somewhere around 5-15%, and use a little transient emphasis if you want more snap. Don't overdo the boom, because your sub should live somewhere else in the mix. Then use EQA to clean up the break. If there's low-end clutter, gently high-pass only if needed. More importantly, check for boxiness around 250-450 Hz and tame any harsh splashiness around 6-8 Hz. You're not trying to sterilize the break. You're trying to make it punchy, clear, and mix-ready. Then add a small amount of saturation. A little soft sine or analog clip-style drive can help the break read on smaller speakers without needing to turn it up too much. That matters a lot in drum and bass, because your drums need to cut through a dense bass system while still leaving headroom for mastering later. Finish that chain with utility and keep an eye on width. The core break can stay mostly centered or only slightly wide. The important thing is mono compatibility and separation from the sub. Now for the atmosphere, because a deep jungle Amen variation is never just drums. Add a second audio track with a texture bed underneath or around the break. This can be vinyl crackle, rain, room tone, field recording, noise, anything that feels moody and alive. Run it through auto filter, echo, reverb, and maybe even vocoder or erosion if you want it to feel more degraded and organic. High pass it aggressively so it doesn't fight the low end. Let it breathe with automation. Open the cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Add a short filtered echo. Let the reverb smear into a ghostly space. This is where the atmosphere becomes part of the rhythm. If your bass line is rolling, let the texture swell in the gaps between snare hits or on the second half of a phrase. That push and pull between drum detail and ambient space is classic deep jungle tension. Now comes the fun part, Resample the break. This is how you make the variation feel like yours instead of like a sample pack edit. Set up a new audio track to resample the session output. Record 4 bars of your edited break with the texture layers active. Then consolidate the best 1 or 2 bars, warp them again if needed, and start cutting. Here's where you create the personality. Reverse a tiny tail before a snare. Move a kick tail slightly ahead of the backbeat. Remove one hat hit so the bar breathes. Add a reverb throw to one fill only. These little moves create tension and motion without making the break sound overworked. If you want a stronger advanced variation, make the snare answer change every 4 bars. For example, keep the main backbeat, but alternate between a clean snare, a filtered snare, and a snare with a short reverse swell. That kind of cycle keeps the listener engaged over longer phrases. You can also create a broken phrasing moment by shifting one hit slightly early or slightly late. Use that sparingly. The goal is not sloppy timing. The goal is controlled instability. That little unease is part of the deep atmosphere. Jungle thrives on that feeling that the drums are constantly about to tip over, but never do. Now bring the bass into the picture and make sure everything locks. Group your drums into a drum bus. Keep the sub on its own mono track. Keep the mid bass separate. Then use sidechain compression lightly on the bass, keyed from the kick or the drum bus. You usually don't need dramatic pumping here. A little movement, maybe 1 to 4 dB of reduction, is enough. The goal is not EDM style bounce. The goal is breathing room. If your sub and your break are both heavy in the same place, the groove gets muddy fast. Check the low end carefully, and if the break has too much low transient energy, clean it up below around 80 to 120 Hz as needed. And here's a mastering minded check that matters a lot. Listen at very low volume. If the groove still reads when it's quiet, your transient design is working. That's a huge sign that the break will hold up in a finished mix and not just sound exciting in solo. Once the basic movement is in place, automate the arrangement. This is what turns the Amen variation into a real jungle section. Open the atmosphere filter into the drop. Raise drum bus drive slightly into a fill. Push reverb send on the last snare before a section change. Briefly increase echo feedback on one hit for transition energy. Narrow the width just before the drop, then open it back out. These moves create phrase level energy, which is what makes the listener feel like the track is going somewhere. A simple structure works really well here. Start with a filtered intro and ghosted break elements. Bring in the full break while the bass stays restrained. Add more ghost notes and a snare pickup as the section progresses. Then create a breakdown fill. Use a reverse tail and reset into the next drop. That's the kind of phrasing DJs love, because it gives them clear sections to mix against. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overcrowd the break with too many ghost hits, because negative space is part of the groove. Don't make the top end too bright, or the break will get tiring and brittle. Don't let the break fight the sub. And don't quantize everything so hard that it loses its human drag. A little late feel, a little swing, a little instability. That's the soul of deep jungle. If you want to go deeper, try a parallel dirt bus. Duplicate the drum chain or send it to a return, crush it with saturation or overdrive, and blend it quietly underneath the dry break. That adds density without flattening the transient layer. You can also layer a very quiet, high-passed Foley tick or metal hit on selected snares for extra underground character. Just keep it subtle. The listener should feel it more than hear it. Here's a great practice challenge. Build 3 Amen versions in one project. Version A is your foundation, a restrained one-bar groove with clean anchors and light ghosting. Version B is the deeper variation, with at least 4 changes, including a reversed fragment, 1 removed hit, and 1 new pickup. Version C is the tension version, where you increase the atmosphere and reduce one obvious drum element so it feels like a transition into a drop or breakdown. Compare all 3 at low volume, in mono, with the sub still playing. If each version feels related but clearly more intense or more spacious than the last, you've done it right. So remember the big idea here. Don't treat the Amen like a loop. Treat it like a living drum instrument. Shape it in context. Give it contrast. Leave it space to breathe. Use stock Ableton tools to make it punch, ghost, and evolve. And let atmosphere and arrangement turn it into a proper deep jungle statement. If the break feels alive, moody, and controlled, you've nailed it. That's the sound.